The view of it, on the messroom screen, was a compensated hyperspace version, so that, although they were already outside the Vavatch system, they were watching it virtually in real time. Right at the appointed hour, the unseen, unnamed, very much still militarized General Systems vehicle, which was somewhere in the vicinity of the Vavatch planetary system, started its bombardment. It was almost certainly an ocean-class GSV, the same one which had sent the message that they'd all watched some days ago on the mess screen, heading in toward Vavatch. That would make the warcraft very much smaller than the behemoth of the Ends of Invention, which was, for war purposes, obsolete. One ocean class could fit inside either of the Ends' general bays, but while the larger craft, by that time an hour out from the orbital, was full of people, the ocean class would be packed with other warships and weaponry. Gridfire struck the orbital. Hawser paused and watched the screen as it lit up suddenly, flashing once over its whole surface until the sensors coped with a sudden increase in brilliance and compensated. For some reason, Hawser had thought the culture would just splash the gridfire all over the massive orbital and then spatter the remains with CAM. But they didn't do that. Instead, a single narrow line of blinding white light appeared right across the breadth of the dayside of the orbital. A thin, fiery blade of silent destruction, which was instantly surrounded by the duller but still perfectly white cover of clouds. That line of light was part of the grid itself, the fabric of pure energy which lay underneath the entire universe, separating this one from the slightly younger, slightly smaller antimatter universe beneath. The culture, like the Adirans, could now partially control that awesome power, at least sufficiently to use it for the purposes of destruction. A line of that energy, plucked from nowhere and sliced across the face of the three-dimensional universe, was down there. On and inside the orbital, boiling the Circle Sea, melting the 2,000 kilometers of transparent wall, annihilating the base material itself, straight across its 35,000 kilometer breadth. Vavatch, that 14 million kilometer hoop, was starting to uncoil. A chain, it had been cut. There was nothing left now to hold it together. Its own spin, the source of both its day-night cycle and its artificial gravity, was now the very force tearing it all apart. At about 130 kilometers per second, Vavatch was throwing itself into outer space, unwinding like a released spring. The livid line of fire appeared again, and again, and again, working its way methodically round the orbital from where the original burst had struck, neatly parceling the entire orbital into squares. 35,000 kilometers to a side, each containing a sandwich of trillions upon trillions of tons of ultra-dense base material, water, land, and air. Vavatch was turning white. First, the gridfire seared the water into a border of clouds, then the outrushing air, spilling from each immense flat square like heavy fumes off a table, turned its load of water vapor to ice. The ocean itself, no longer held by the spin force, was shifting, spilling with infinite slowness over one edge of every plate of ruptured base material, becoming ice and swirling away into space. The precise, brilliant line of fire marched on, going back in reverse spin direction, neatly dissecting the still curved, still spinning sections of the orbital with its sudden, lethal flashes of light, light from outside the normal fabric of reality. Hawser remembered what Jandra Lajeli had called it, back when Lenny Pobra had been enthusing about the destruction. The weaponry of the end of the universe, the Mondladishian had said. Hawser watched the screen and knew what the man had meant. It was all going. All of it. The wreck of the Olmedrekka, the Tabula Berg it had collided with, the wreck of the Cat's shuttle, Mip's body, Lenny Pobra's, whatever was left of Fuisong's corpse, Mr. First's, the living bodies of the other Eaters, if they hadn't been rescued or had still refused. The damage game arena. The docks and Craiklin's dead body. The hovercraft. Animals and fishes, birds, germs, all of it. Everything flash-burned or flash-frozen, suddenly weightless, spinning into space, going. Dying. The relentless line of fire completed its circuit of the orbital, back almost where it had started. The orbital was now a rosette of white flat squares, backing slowly away from each other toward the stars. 400 separate slabs of quickly freezing water, silt, land and base material, angling out above or underneath the plane of the system's planets like flat, square worlds themselves. There was a moment of grace then, as Vavetch died in solitary, blazing splendour. Then, at its dark centre, another blazing star patch rose, bursting white as the hub was struck with the same terrible energy which had smashed the world itself. Like a target, then, Vavetch blazed.